Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome in to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, we're on Spotify, we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Google Podcasts, we're on Dash Radio on their Nothing But Net channel every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Also, check out the Five Reasons YouTube channel, all the latest Heat content, also the latest NBA content, and content from the other teams in town as well, and FiveReasonsSports.com. We cover everything there too, and we don't have a paywall. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. As we come out of this COVID period, your company may start going to trade shows and you may need a trade show exhibit, but you need help to get going again. So maybe your marketing team is not fully back yet. You need a one-stop shop. Trade shows, you got to go to Everything Trade Shows. That's everythingtradeshows.com. They'll handle everything for you. The logistics, the booth, the graphics, the furniture, the flooring, even some tips to get you noticed. They can teach you the difference between renting and buying and what makes the most sense for you. Here's the thing. They're located right here in Fort Lauderdale, but they can service all 50 states. So schedule a free consultation. That's right, a free consultation. Mention Five Reasons, you get a free booth rendering as well. That's right. Mention Five Reasons, you get a free booth rendering. Everythingtradeshows.com. Here's the phone number, 954-791-8882. That's 954-791-8882. And now, tonight's episode.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
On the floor.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily show on the Miami Heat and the NBA featuring Ethan Skolnick with Alex Toledo and Greg Sylvander, part of the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, Ethan Skolnick back on Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. This is episode 5 after the Pat Riley press conference. We've gotten a lot of content out of this. We did the overview with sort of the general direction of the team. We got into Bam Adebayo, whether or not he could be a takeover player. Then we touched on Tyler Hero, whether or not he's a player that Pat Riley would hold on to for the long term. And then the last episode, we talked about Jimmy Butler and the pros and cons of the max extension. Now we're going to tackle two players at once because there was one question asked about both of them. I've got Greg Sylvander and I've got our guy Alex Toledo, who you can follow at Tropical Blanket. The two players are Kendrick Nunn and Duncan Robinson, the Heat's two premier restricted free agents. So they will be restricted free agents if they extend a qualifying offer. Two guys that he kind of picked up off sort of the NBA street. Duncan Robinson plucked out of Michigan as an undrafted free agent, player that they sought after. I believe actually our Greg Sylvander called that in advance. They developed Duncan Robinson into one of the elite shooters in the entire league. And Kendrick Nunn, who was picked off of the Golden State G League team on the last day of the season a couple of years ago after cutting Rodney Magruder, and Kendrick Nunn ended up becoming a starter for this team. Of course, some ups and downs, but he did have some good moments this year. So here's the question to Pat Riley, and we will address it afterwards.
And one other thing, obviously restricted free agency gives you guys a better chance to keep your own free agents. I guess what's your view of Duncan and Kendrick's situation as they enter this summer, you know, looking really for their first big contracts of their career? And just kind of their development in their first 2 years with you guys.
Well, both of those players have performed at a very high level, and they've really helped us. You know, I mean, if you think about it, you know, K9, you know, he averages 15 a game. He shoots 38% from three. You know, he's a guy that can probe the defense. He can get to the basket. He can raise on threes. He can raise on floaters, on runners. He's a hell of an offensive player. He's not really a playmaker from that standpoint, or somebody who's just, okay, this is a point guard. He's going to run offense and score. But he's a hell of a player. Duncan could be considered the top shooter in the NBA. So I applaud both of these guys for coming in with, you know, just very little reputation, no guarantees, and winning their jobs, winning their spots, and winning their time. They've had their ups and downs, but young players will. But we like both of them, and we'll see what happens with them when it comes, you know, to the market.
All right. So Pat Riley answers in a complimentary way about both guys, but makes no commitments. Let's address the two situations separately first, if we can. Duncan Robinson specifically is a guy who we know that Eric Spoelstra values tremendously. I'm not saying he doesn't value Kendrick Nunn, because he's always talked up Nunn, although there's always sort of been someone else to kind of take Nunn's place. It reminds me a little bit of the Mario Chalmers situation, you know, where it's like, yeah, we love Rio, but oh, Carlos Arroyo, oh, Mike Bibby, oh, there's always somebody else, right? And then it always went back to Rio because the other guys didn't work out.
A great parallel.
Right. It does seem a little bit similar in that sense. But Duncan, we know that obviously Eric built his whole offense around him. Okay. Eric called him one of the great shooters on the planet when we didn't think he was going to make the team. So there has been belief here in him from the very beginning. I don't get the sense that Riley is quite there. And that's from conversations the entire year. Not to say he doesn't value Duncan, but not to the level that Spoelstra does. Maybe it's a little bit more of an old school mentality, the type of player you're looking for as a complementary player, where Eric would value a shooter, Pat might value a different kind of player in that spot. But Greg, let's get into, again, we're going to talk about them separately and together. Let's pivot to the economics, I guess, first. What does it mean in terms of retaining them both?
Well, the good news is if they want to retain them, they can. That's the short answer. They the way that they structured both of their contracts, it's so funny. I was so fired up when Rodney Magruder got cut for Kendrick Nunn, and now it's turning out that it was a very smart move. And the way that they have these guys locked up, as I believe they're called, early bird free agents, they're able to extend a qualifying offer of $4.7 million. It's basically a cap hold for those guys. And when they do so, they then can match any offer. So they essentially can go out onto the free agent market, find an offer they like, sign, you know, an offer sheet that he can match, or you can forego that entire process and re-sign with the team as well. So there's also the scenario where they could pull the qualifying offers, and then each would only carry a $1.7 million cap hold. That's if they wanted to maximize their cap space, but it would really be the most unlikely of scenarios for them to do that with both players. I could see maybe Kendrick, to your point earlier, because I just don't know. I think Spoelstra, this is a scenario where he will pound the table for Duncan Robinson, and the scouts will too.
So there's one thing to say you can keep them both, and there's another thing to say you should keep them both. Alex, you've been pretty clear on the fact that Duncan Robinson is pretty much a must-keep player, and maybe that Kendrick Nunn is not. Is there anything about the market or pricing or anything else along those lines, or what it looks like the Heat might be able to get if they don't keep one of these guys, that could change your mind? In other words, if it looks like there's a couple of pretty good shooters that spring free, maybe Duncan Robinson, you don't need to pay that kind of premium. Or maybe, you know, if it just doesn't look like there's any scoring out there on the market, like perimeter scoring out on the market, that maybe Kendrick Nunn is a player that you need to keep, particularly if you're not keeping Oladipo. Is there anything that could change your view of it?
Well, really, it's just kind of like, we know the situation is going to be fluid, and that's really like the best way to summarize it. But it just depends, right? Because we don't really know exactly how it's going to pan out, specifically, you know, timeline wise, right? It's like, we know, we have an idea of the type of guys they're going to go after. You know, it's the worst kept secret that they really like Lowry. Lowry really likes them. It's like a couple that needs to hook up already and everybody's waiting for it. So we'll see if they bring him back after that, just because it seems like it could get a little bit dicey given that the backcourt can get a little bit packed. I still think they can, like, it's a little bit tough though, because when you try to think about it, right, let's say they would add another point guard that you plan to start over him. The only way that bringing Kendrick back makes sense is if you don't bring back Goron, right? Or else it's just going to be a really weird backcourt rotation. Maybe you go small a little more, you know, there's ways to work around it, but it gets a little bit awkward there, especially if you're going to pay this guy a good amount for the next few years. It's just kind of an awkward decision to make. So I think it just feels like Kendrick is the odd man out. And I'm not even saying like I would be surprised if he's back, because I wouldn't be. But like I said, that's if some things just don't pan out with some of the guys that they're going after. I do think that they can upgrade from him, but I also don't think that he's somebody that isn't worth bringing back. Like he was their second best shooter all season, right? And all of their shooting team-wise went down except him and Duncan. Mm-hmm. So exactly the two guys that we're talking about. And then the Duncan situation was one, like, I would be more reluctant to let him go, like you said, but it would have to be a situation where it's like, you're bringing in multiple pieces or one, you know, whale, you know what I'm saying? Like where it feels like you have to let Duncan go. So most of the time I'm just matching whatever contract. I would like to forego it and just kind of, if I were them, just negotiate their own prices with it. Not because I think that the market could get a little bit tough for them to match it with some of these teams out there. But I think you pretty much painted it right. I think it's Duncan I'm more reluctant to let go of, and Kendrick, it would be cool to bring him back, but if one team offers him a lot, I think he's going to be the odd man out.
So if they can retain them, Greg, like, it's just a question of, I mean, it's not a salary cap mechanics issue, it's how deep ultimately maybe you get into the luxury tax. It's how, exactly. Yeah, it's how much you want to commit, you know, a year or two from now to one of these guys when maybe you want to go another direction. Although we know sometimes the bigger the contract, the better off you are, because that contract can be flipped or help you, acquire a player of a higher number, when teams are over the cap. But give in that context, is there like a drop dead point with the money? Like, if they're basically going to say to both of these guys, I don't think they're going to say it to Duncan, by the way. I think they're going to say it to Kendrick. But if they're going to say to both of these guys, go find your market and come back, okay, to us. What is the price? Because the Tyler Johnson contract is instructive here. I mean, there was a poison pill essentially that was thrown into that thing, which we hadn't seen before, which basically put the money at the back end the last 2 years of it. On its face, I know it seems ridiculous now that Tyler Johnson's basically making the minimum for Brooklyn, but on its face, at the time, the level of player Tyler was, that Tyler, not Hero, but Johnson, you know, as sort of a combo guard who was kind of a sixth, seventh man, could start for you, was a developmental project for them, much like these two guys was. Guy they really liked. He didn't perform well at Portsmouth. They were hopeful he wouldn't perform well, so they could kind of They could grab him. Adam Simon, Chet Kamara was a guy that they identified. They liked his toughness. He was a Heat type player. And in that context, 4 years for 50, which I think is what it was not that bad. But the problem was the last 2 years of the deal, yep, is where it ballooned, right? And so they could afford it, but it looked bad at the end. Like, what is the number where it looks bad enough, or the luxury tax number becomes an issue where you don't want to do it? Like, is it $18 million a year for Duncan? Is it $20 million a year? Is it $15 million a year for Kendrick? What are the numbers?
These are great questions. I think the one thing about just saying blanket statement, they can keep these guys if they want to keep them, there are some ramifications to that. Like, if they want to pull off signing trade deals, they're going to be facing a hard cap, and that number they are not going to be able to go over no matter what. So that is inclusive of these type of situations. They have to factor all that in. For Kendrick Nunn, to me,
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
I would say maybe something slightly above the mid-level exception is where I'm kind of leaning. Personally, like 11 million, something like that. Like I am not going to break the bank. 15 is not even something I would be considering. And I mean, it's kind of weird because both of these guys are starters. So it's like, it's your starting backcourt we're talking about. And usually you would be, I feel like you'd have a little bit more of a connection to try to get these guys back. But with Kendrick, I'm not looking to spend a lot of money there. If I'm the Heat, Duncan is a different story. I think that they're going to be comfortable if it comes in around 16. I think if the market is set on him, it's more like 19. And I think they're going to do everything they can so that he does not go out and get an offer.
Let's start with Kendrick. Let me give you some numbers here. 3 years, 45. Alex, what do you say?
Yeah, you set me up for me to home run here. You already know I'm going no on that. And like I said, you know, I wouldn't mind bringing him back. I just think it's given the context of the team, what we know their holes are. The guys, like I said, we know they're going to go after where they can upgrade. I almost think it really does seem like he's going to be the odd man out. Again, everything kind of, I feel like the more we talk about it, the more it just kind of points to it. Because although he was useful for them and was a plus for the most part as a starter in both seasons, like the stuff that we talk about as their biggest holes are at his position, right? And like, although he's a good fill-in starter and was their second best or second most reliable shooter, and that's not all he does, but you know, just to put it there and give him the credit, I just think it would be a little bit disappointing for a lot of Heat fans if he's back, because that means you didn't get bigger in the backcourt. Even if you do bring on somebody like Lowry, I think some people are almost like, okay, try to get bigger at multiple positions. Even if you're not bringing in a second big that you want to play with, bam, it's like you want to add a little bit more size. If you're bringing Kendrick back, you're almost committing to playing smaller because mm-hmm. we know that they're most likely going to add another guard. So they're going to have mm-hmm. to play small to make it work. So I just think, you know, I agree with Leif as far as the price ranges and even the mid-level, I would be hesitant because of everything I'm talking about, not even necessarily because of his skill level.
I'm going to throw a curveball to two of you, a topic I didn't tell you before the show we're going to talk about. Because the more that you guys discuss this, the more that we need to talk about somebody else. And we're going to do that here in a second. Before we do, I want to tell you about another great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network. That's the Seltzer Mayberg Law Firm. If you've been hurt in a car accident or slip and fall, you got to call the law offices of Seltzer Mayberg at 855-5000-LAW. That's 855-5000-LAW. Go to onecalllegal.com. You mentioned Five Reasons. You get a free consultation. They got 24/7 availability. They'll make sure you work directly with an attorney to get you the compensation that you deserve. Based right here in North Miami, right before the Golden Glades, you can see the funky signs they got on the building, the big white building there, the Seltzer Mayberg Law Firm. And again, they handle everything else too, immigration, divorce, defense, whatever it is that you need, you can reach out to them. They're even doing sports law now there at the Seltzer Mayberg Law Firm. So go to onecalllegal.com. That's O-N-E, calllegal.com, 855-5000-LAW. All right, guys, Goran Dragic.
I knew this is where we were going. Let's do it.
Yep. Because here's the thing. If we're going to talk about none, right? I don't even know if Pat was asked about Goran at the press conference. Was he? I don't remember a specific question. Because when when I was looking through that presser, decide what topics we were going to talk about.
No, I don't think Goran was really mentioned.
I don't think he was mentioned. And I think we have to because... If what you're talking about, Alex, is this, you're saying, okay, if they bring back Nunn as a starter, that's going to be a disappointment because they didn't get somebody else, but they could bring Kendrick Nunn back as a sixth man. Okay. Yes. Or as a seventh man, potentially he's got experience playing with Hero. So they could do that if Goran's not back. Right.
Who do you think Jimmy prefers?
I know who Jimmy prefers. I understand that. But let me ask you this question.
It's a good question, though.
Oh, but let me ask you this question. If you go get Jimmy's guy, if you go get Lowry, and the cost of that is, okay, the direction of the team, it doesn't make sense. We've talked about the Lowry-Dragic fit before. I did the research on this. They played together in Houston. They were okay in limited minutes together. I don't know if it's something you'd want to do consistently. Although, yeah. And we talked about the fact that if Lowry's going to be here, he's going to close games, which means that Goran probably isn't. So Lowry's presence makes Goran as a basketball player, not as Jimmy's friend or as a franchise icon at this point or everything else, but as a basketball player, less valuable to the Heat. His skill set becomes less valuable, in which case, can't you see we're talking about unsentimental Pat here, which I think we're getting closer to that from what we had sentimental Pat last offseason. Can't you see Pat making a decision and saying, I don't know, if Goran's going to ask for north of $10 million this year, wouldn't we rather give that to the 26-year-old?
Yeah. I mean, years will be a factor, but you're onto something 100%. And I'll tell you why. I think that there is something to be said for that they gave Goran the balloon payment. And like, there's some good faith in that measure that if it comes down to a business decision now, I think that they can in good conscience go to him and say, look, like, it's just, we paid you and we adore you, but it's just not going to work out. But to your point, if Goran here's a tell, if they pick up his team option and then they're going to move him, like, let's just hypothetically say that somehow that's the way that they go to acquire Kyle Lowry in a sign and trade, then maybe Kendrick Nunn does make sense to come back if Goran was, you know, exited out of the process that way. But I think years will make a difference. I think like if a team with cap space comes at Kendrick Nunn and offers a 4-year deal, I don't think that Miami's signing up for long-term contracts. I really don't. And then just one other thing I'm gonna throw in here at you guys, because it relates to all these players, is that the Heat can't get in a situation where all they have on the roster is Jimmy Bam and Kyle Lowry at really, really high numbers and then nothing else. Because then, like, let's say Bradley Beal becomes available. You have nothing to package and trade for him. You don't have contracts to match. You maybe had to like sacrifice an asset to get Toronto to play nice in your sign and trade. So it gets a little dicey. So So there's just things here that need to be thought about. And I think you're onto something with that. The sentimental stuff with Goran is likely over.
And the thing about it too, when we talked about Pat and he talked about core players, Jimmy and Bam, threw in Hero and he was asked about it, was never asked about Goran. Now he said, the one thing he did say about Goran, now that I remember it, he said, I would do the Goran Dragic trade again. Well, of course he would. I mean, we all would. Okay.
That was him defending his draft picks.
Exactly. Trading the two draft picks for Goran Dragic goes down as one of the better trades in Miami Heat history. Nobody's arguing that. We're just saying from here. Okay. Now I've reported many times that Jimmy Butler says he's doesn't want Goran Dragic going anywhere for as long as he's with the Heat. But if Jimmy's signing a 4-year extension, there is going to come a point where Goran Dragic is no longer playing with Jimmy Butler anyway, right?
We can't have all of Jimmy's guys. Like, that's just not a way to operate.
Right.
They didn't even
do
that with LeBron.
Right. We talked about this on the last pod. So I guess, Alex, and we'll close here before we do, prizepicks.com. Use that code 5. I actually won a little tonight. I'm stunned. But use the code 5 and play the power play, the flex play, pair the NBA together with MLB or whatever, and play, because everybody's having a great time playing, especially
the under on playoff P.
Yeah. Well, I played Paul George the other night and I don't know what the hell I was thinking. Sometimes you just go against the grain. And I went against Jokic on his MVP night because there's a history of MVPs not playing well on their MVP night. That didn't work out well for me either. But let's just close here, Alex. I mean, Goran Dragic, like, what is the number? Like, I mean, is it mid-level? Is that too much? Is it the years? Is it if he says, I want 2-3 years at this point? I took the 1-year deal. Now give me the 2 years. Like, what makes sense?
It's a really, really tricky question.
The biannual.
What was that, Leif?
The biannual exception.
Are you whispering biannual exception? Okay, what is that number, by the way?
Like 3.6. I don't have the guts to say it much louder than I did.
I like that. I like the biannual for sure. Now, look, in Ethan's scenario, if you're talking about something north of 10 mil and you're talking about committing the mid-level to Goran, it's really tough, man. It's really tough. Like, I would – everything in me says that he's going to be back next season, that, you know, with what how this season went and everything that happened, it doesn't feel like that's the way to end it with Goran's Heat tenure. It feels like he'll get at least one more shot, you know, with a team that really has a chance at contending with a regular season and enough and a real summer to, you know, to regain some health there. But really, it's like the part that I get a little bit confused about, and I'm airing it out here just because this should probably also get cleared up when we're discussing the offseason is, let's say in a scenario where they get Kyle Lowry, they use up all their cap space. What happens to their mid-level then? Because that's where I keep getting confused.
Then they would no longer have the non-taxpayer mid-level. They would have the room exception. And the room exception instead of 9.7 million, it's like 4.7. They like cut it in half, essentially. So if you operate with cap space, you don't get the full mid-level.
They're not going to operate with...
Right.
Goran or Kendrick, one of them is going to be gone this summer. It feels like almost undoubtedly. Certainly.
No, I agree. And the other thing, and we will do a whole episode on this because I know that Alex, you and Adam got into this on Full Court Press. They're going to operate, I believe, as an above the cap team. I don't see them operating as a room team. I just don't think it makes sense. Those contracts.
Can they operate as an above the cap team without opting into Goran, by the way, since we're talking about him?
No. Yes. Oh, they can?
Yeah, because Goran's cap hold, like all those and all of their cap holds, and then you're staying above the cap until you figure out what you want to do.
That's right. We need a whole nother episode for that. We will. We're going to break all that down.
I'm glad we got into it, though, because it connects to what we're talking about.
I understand.
And that's the conclusion. One of them is going to be gone pretty much, right?
Yes, I think we can draw the conclusion that one of them is going to be gone, and let's save the math for the next episode. I want to break down. I want to break down all of the math together, and then I'm sure I'll get a call from the Heat saying I was wrong. So let's at least we're gonna take our best stab at it in an upcoming. That's a great question. I don't know where Albert is. I hope Albert is well. I will just say that because he has not. You know, I found Albert. I'm the first person to put him on the air, I don't know. He hasn't tweeted in 6 months. So for those who are who are looking for him. But anyway, Alex Toledo, I hope he's well. Greg Sylvander, check out our sponsors, prizepicks.com. Use the code 5, Seltzer Mayberg Law Firm. Mention 5 reasons for a free consultation. And of course, everythingtradeshows.com. Mention 5 reasons for a free booth rendering. We will be back on Sunday. Planned topic. We're going to take a look at all of the depressed assets around the NBA. Which acquisition would hurt you the most or the least? We're going to look at guys like John Wall, Porzingis, Kyle Kuzma was mentioned by Trilly today.
Episode.
We're going to look at some of those names, reclamation projects. It ain't Giannis. That's going to be the name of the episode. Have a good night.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Regional Sports Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.